David, what went wrong today?
The start. It was all about the start. The first 20 minutes, we couldn't cope, couldn't handle the two boys up front and the wingers. And I think they got the better of us. And obviously, scoring early, so early in the game and getting a front foot, it just gave them a real advantage. Did I go chasing the game too soon? Putting Jason on, I'm not too sure. I'll have to watch the game back and assess that. But certainly, we left a lot of gaps. We were quite fragmented in our play and pretty fragmented in our shape. And they've caused us too many problems today, which, again, we'll evaluate and dissect and see where that comes out. And, you know, to concede six goals at home with a goal deficit, it's a real calamitous blow.
It's everything about it, isn't it? It's the goal difference, but also those two red cards. Did you think either of them were harsh?
I think the Dawes one, it's the ball's got away from him. There's no doubt about that. And it's a reaching tackle. I think the lad's got up very quickly. Credit to the kid, he's got up very quickly because Dawes hadn't hurt him. It's not really reckless. It's more of a reaching tackle, which is, you know, Dawes can do them tackles. So possibly I'd like to have a look at that one again. The TK one, if he's last man, then it's a professional foul. And if he's gone for a professional foul, if that's what the referee's seen it, then, you know, he's got to send him off. So I don't know. It's... we'll have to look at them and put them in the context, but it's not really about today. It's more losing the players for the next four games. That'll be a big loss.
And with a few injuries as well, and the squad already stretched with a few youngsters on the bench, it's just not what you needed at this time of the season.
Probably not, no. But you know, Steve Foss, he had to go up front. We just had to get him out of the way. He couldn't carry on. His calf had gone completely gone with 15 minutes to go, so we just had to get him out of the way and just let him walk round. So, you know, Foz is going to be a miss now, and we're thin. There's no doubt about that, we're thin. But we've got to build off what we've built off. We've got to remain strong, remain focused, and galvanise this group that's been in a couple of sticky situations this season. You know, I remember down at Bristol City, No Give a Prayer, when we got beat off Bristol, and then the Man City game, there was a lot of doom and gloom. So the boys have picked themselves up from that. The Sheffield Wednesday game, you know, we've gone on a good run since the Sheffield Wednesday game. So, you know, I've got to give this team a lift, and we'll be doing that as soon as, you know, these interviews are over, and regrouping tomorrow.
Do you look back on that Chris Dagnall chance a couple of minutes after half-time at 2-0 and think a little bit more composure in it, that might have changed the game a bit?
Do you know what? I'm not too sure it would. I think we spoke about it at half-time. The next goal, and it's a cliche, is the one. If you can get that goal, then you get the momentum. The stadium would have got momentum because this is the best the fans have been in this stadium. You know, to go 4-5, 6-0 down and still be cheering, you still be clapping at the end. You know, it's a chance to thank the fans for what they've stuck by today. They've stuck by a group of players that were out on the feet at times, and you know, it gives me an opportunity to thank the fans. But you know, I don't think the Daggers' chance maybe would have changed it, because we still looked open, we still looked quite exposed, and that's what I've got to evaluate tonight, watching the game back tonight, and see if we can plug them gaps and make sure that we stay solid like we've been in the last two away games, and then been forceful in the last three or four home games. So yeah, there's a lot of work to do tonight, tomorrow, Monday, and then obviously Tuesday.
There's no getting away from it being a bad defeat, but you're still only a point away and there's four games left.
Yeah, I like your hope. That's what I said to the players. Exactly what I said to the players after the game, you know. That's where we're at in reality. You know, we're a point behind, and there's 12 points to play for. It will go down to the wire. I've sort of said it from day one that, you know, we didn't have enough points really on the board from the start for it not to go to the wire. So there's going to be some more upsets. There's going to be some more turbulence in the last four games. And I'm just looking at the next one, Derby, and that's the one that I'm trying to focus on even now as we speak.
Every game's a must-win at this stage of the season, but with two away games from the final three, how important is 3 points on Tuesday night?
It's vital to gain another foothold in the campaign. It's an absolute must. You know, I know now that, you know, the teams above us won't win the last four games. They might win two. They might win two of the four. So we've got to gain some momentum again come Tuesday night, and I'm sure with the fans' response after that game, at half-time we got clapped off, at full-time they got clapped off. I'm sure that I can galvanise this group to get a positive result come Tuesday.
Do you feel they can dig in, the squad? Do you feel they can react from this in the right way?
Oh, without a doubt, they're hurting. You know, they're hurting. This is the most I've seen them hurt. You know, obviously the Man City game, five set pieces in a game against Bristol City. there was a they're really hurting in there, just the way the results have compounded the situation, the two sends offs, and you know, but I can't, they won't turn into victims, and I guarantee that. And we won't feel sorry for ourselves. We've just got to be strong and make sure we try and drive through this bit of pain that we're feeling.
Well, hopefully you've got it all out of the way in one game today, David.
Yeah, I hope we have. You know, I really do hope we have. And like I said, we'll drive through the pain that we're feeling.